Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich. Hello, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann, and happy Veterans Day.
It's a day to really think about what that means, yet for, you know, a lot of people, that's not quite in the thought pattern.
No, it's kind of too bad because it really is a valuable holiday.
Well, we're going to talk about some of that a little later. But right now, one of the permutations of that for some people, you know, for most folks, this holiday Monday is a day to get things done and not necessarily things that have to do with remembering veterans. Staying home or maybe shopping to get a jump on the present fest, for which there are only about, 43 days left. Then again, there are some people who will just shop to shop to make themselves feel better. Maria von Losch is one of those. She shopped until she dropped her entire savings after her divorce. The San Diego-based fashion and style blogger is in Hawaii for a project this week and talking about her experience so it doesn't become yours. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
This is a heck of a thing to be able to talk about publicly, and yet it seems to be a cautionary tale that has value for a lot of people, particularly young women.
Yes. You know, I feel like women need to know about this subject and what happens. And unfortunately, you know, I had to go through this experience, but thankfully, I can share about it publicly on my blog. And I have inspired a lot of women who have left comments and said, oh my goodness, I never thought about this.
You're in the fifth month of a year where you can basically spend nothing, no discretionary spending for you. You're able to take care of yourself and feed yourself and housing and the rest of it, but no fun stuff. And that's because you literally, without really putting a lot of thought to it, blew through your savings in a couple of months after your divorce. How did you wake up?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I don't know what it was that exactly woke me up. It could have been conversations with my family or friends. Something just snapped, and I woke up one morning, and I decided to look at my bank balance, first of all, because I figured, oh my goodness, it's been 2 months. I better check this out. And after that is when I really, really woke up, and I said, oh my goodness, I can't believe that I have basically no more money. So I needed to do something drastic, and I decided, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to write about it publicly and share my story, and hopefully it'll keep me accountable as well.
And hopefully get other people to take a look, however privately, if they don't want to go as publicly about it as you have done, so that maybe this doesn't have to become a recapitulated story for a lot of people. Yet, though, there are a lot of young girls who see stuff and they just want the stuff without any thought of the consequences or really who's going to pay for it, because they're dealing with somebody else's money, like mom and dad's. Even if they're in college or grad school, perhaps they're still getting a stipend. But, I mean, you are not in that group. You
No.
were married. Your husband announced one day he no longer wanted to be married, and you just began to numb out. That's also something that happens to women, where we start to just numb out about something and then hopefully snap out of it. Now
Yeah.
that you've snapped out, what's the first thing that you would tell someone who is potentially facing an issue like that, whatever emotional issue it may be, before she whips out the credit card?
Well, I would say, you know, just share what's going on with your closest family members that you trust or friends. I think that, you know, although I was sad and sharing about it, I wasn't really digging down deep, and I was possibly a little ashamed, and I didn't want to open up too much. And so I just, that was kind of a form of isolation for me, to just do something on my own. It was my own kind of secret thing, and it made me feel better for that moment. But obviously, after a few months, it didn't make me feel better anymore with, you know, knowing I have no more money in my bank account.
Yeah, that's a lot worse than just buyer's remorse.
Definitely. So, you know, there's also therapists and counselors and people that, nature that can help out as well. I wasn't utilizing any of that as well. So
you were just self-medicating by going shopping.
I was. And, you know, just to inform some of the listeners, I mean, I have overcome a few addictions in the past already. So, you know, it does manifest in other areas. And this took form, unfortunately, in this way.
Your point is that if you don't really get to the root of it, it finds some other outlet.
Definitely, it does.
In your case, it was shopping, which, you know, once upon a time, people would say, oh, so she shops, big deal. But not when you do it pathologically, move through all of your savings and find yourself unable to live. So here you are 5 months down the line. How you doing?
Well, I seem to be doing okay, thank goodness. It's been challenging, I have to say. And it's not really the shopping anymore. I think I've kind of gotten over that hump. The challenge now is getting creative with my closet and the way I'm sharing it on my blog every day and keeping that up on a daily basis.
And not feeling hard done by because you can't go shopping.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I have to say it's been a challenge getting some comments from people who I don't know that are somewhat negative as well. So,
because and how do you handle that part?
You know, I always respond kindly. I feel like, you know, thank you very much for your comment. I'll take that into consideration, whatever the comment may be. I always feel that, you know, kill them with kindness is the best approach. So, but, you know, it does hurt somewhat.
Has there been anything valuable in there that you've been able to take away?
Not so much from the negative comments, but a lot of good comments that I've received. You know, a lot of women who are sharing their stories and saying how they're shopping their closet as well and how inspirational it's been for them.
And to realize that you can get over this and figure out that life is just a lot more than what you can buy in a store. And it's the people part that matters.
Definitely. Relationships and being present.
We wish you all the best.
Thank
and
you.
And we'll check in with you when you hit month 12.
Perfect.
Maria Von Lush is a San Diego-based stylist, fashion expert, and style blogger at Savinista.com. Her style tips have been inspiring women to transform their wardrobes and everyday outfit pairings and to not spend money to have to do it. She's here this week talking about her experience.